you're only going to get a certain amount of plays and you want to maximize those plays. Not that, you know, you need to go out and have seven plays for, you know, 180 yards of offense. You want to go out and be efficient. Sometimes when you're backed up, the best thing to do is change the field position. It's not to go for 99 yards. But in these preseason games, you know, it's, you want to maximize all those opportunities without being greedy and without playing outside of the system. It's such a great challenge going against our defense. I mean, we see so many different things, and there's days where you just don't know what you're going to see. You know, at least in games, you know, this is kind of the scheme that they run and this is what we're going to expect. There's days where, you know, we see completely different fronts that we haven't talked about or covered, and they're trying different things. So it's a tremendous challenge. I mean, you got from Pat, who's having the best camp I think I've ever seen him have, Ty's in the same boat. You know, you got a secondary that's really, really talented. They go after the football, and you got a, you know, two of the best pass rushers that we'll face all season every single day. It's been a great challenge, and really haven't even been to the point yet where I've thought about that. It's been a great challenge for us. No, I mean, it's a different sounding voice, but, you know, I think Byron and NBA see the game very similarly. You know, Byron's doesn't have a ton of, you know, history calling plays, but just his knowledge of the offense, his knowledge of being the guy that is hearing it through his headset, is going to serve, you know, him and give him, you know, some experience. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I think Byron's got a, you know, tremendous future calling plays, whatever it may be. But I don't think there's going to be we're still going to have the same game plan. It's still the same set of plays that we would enter a normal game with.